Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, July 13th. Happy Saturday. I have to let you know that for the next 2 weeks, I have a special treat for you. We're going to have different people from the staff read each day, just to give me a little break and also so that you can hear others read and their commentary on the passage, and then they'll all lead us in prayer. I'm super excited about it. So for the next couple of weeks, we have that to look forward to. We are continuing on in the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 21, starting in verse 17 today, and we'll go through verse 36. Paul is in Jerusalem, and he's going to visit today with James, and then we're going to see that he will be arrested in the temple. As we read, Lord Jesus, would you open our hearts to your word? Would you make it a sword in our hand so that as we go through the day, we would be reminded of your presence and your power? Acts chapter 21 and verse 17. When we had come to Jerusalem, the brothers received us gladly. On the following day, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. After greeting them, he related one by one the things that God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. And when they had heard it, they glorified God. And they said to him, "You see, brother, how many thousands there are among the Jews of those who have believed. They are all zealous for the law, and they have been told about you that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, telling them not to circumcise their children or walk according to our customs. What then is to be done? They will certainly hear that you have come. Do therefore what we tell you. We have four men who are under a vow. Take these men and purify yourself along with them and pay their expenses so that they may shave their heads. Thus, all will know that there is nothing in what they have been told about you, but that you yourself also live in observance of the law. But as for the Gentiles who have believed, we have sent a letter with our judgment that they should abstain from what has been sacrificed to idols, and from blood, and from what has been strangled, and from sexual immorality." Then Paul took the men, and the next day he purified himself along with them and went into the temple, giving notice when the days of purification would be fulfilled and the offering presented for each one of them. When the 7 days were almost completed, the Jews from Asia, seeing him in the temple, stirred up the whole crowd and laid hands on him, crying out, "Men of Israel, help! This is a man who is teaching everyone everywhere against the people and the law and this place. Moreover, he even brought Greeks into the temple and has defiled this holy place. For they had previously seen Trophimus, the Ephesian, with him in the city, and they supposed that Paul had brought him into the temple. Then all the city was stirred up, and the people ran together. They seized Paul and dragged him out of the temple, and at once the gates were shut. And as they were seeking to kill him, word came to the tribune of the cohort that all Jerusalem was in confusion. He at once took soldiers and centurions and ran down to them. And when they saw the tribune and the soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. Then the tribune came up and arrested him and ordered him to be bound with two chains. He inquired who he was and what he had done. Some in the crowd were shouting one thing, some another. And as he could not learn the facts because of the uproar, he ordered him to be brought into the barracks. And when he came to the steps, he was actually carried by the soldiers because of the violence of the crowd. For the mob of the people followed, crying out, "Away with him." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. As I read this passage, I was just so grieved. I just had the question in my mind, why can't it be easy for Paul? Or maybe a better question would be, why did the Lord allow Paul to suffer so much? Or what was the purpose of all this persecution that Paul was encountering from the Jews being misunderstood. The story is that Paul is in Jerusalem and he begins to report how the Gentiles have come to Christ. And when he talks to James and the elders, they are glad, but then they're worried about a rumor that Paul had been telling the Jewish Jesus followers around the world to abandon the Mosaic law. And so this idea that Paul was telling everyone everywhere, no, don't go back to the Old Testament law, even if you're Jewish. They didn't like that at all. And so to disprove these rumors, they asked Paul to help four men fulfill their Nazarite vow. You can learn more about this if you Google Nazarite vows. It's a voluntary period of dedication to God. They would avoid wine and anything else from grapes. And during this season, they didn't cut their hair and they did nothing to make themselves ceremonially unclean. They didn't have contact with a corpse. And so Paul is asked to help these men with the financial means to fulfill their vow. And so while Paul is in the temple, shortly before the final ceremony, these Jews from the provinces in Ephesus, they wrongly accuse him and they claim that he has brought in Trophimus, who was a Gentile, into the temple. But it wasn't true. They had just seen Trophimus in the city with Paul, but he did not bring him into the temple. And so they start a riot. And finally, the Roman tribunal kind of rescues him and has him arrested. And that is where we find ourselves today. The irony and the tragedy here is that Paul is being wrongly accused of breaking the Mosaic law while he is actually trying to fulfill the Mosaic law with a Nazarite vow. This passage reminds us that, like Paul, sometimes we will be misunderstood as we seek to live out the gospel before other people. And that even in the midst of our suffering, the Holy Spirit's sustaining power can be seen. Paul is beaten, and this is a picture of Jesus' dying, but his endurance and his perseverance is a picture of the resurrection reality of Jesus' life. And so as we think about the persecution that Paul endured, it reminds me that there are people being persecuted around the world for the faith each day. As Paul was processing his own suffering and what it means to endure in this life, he wrote to the Corinthians this in the letter that we call 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting in verse 16. So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. There's a good article about this on the Gospel Coalition website, and it's entitled, The Purpose of Paul's Suffering to Mediate Christ's Resurrection Life. And it's by Justin Taylor, and I would commend it to you as we wrestle with why there is so much suffering in this life, especially for those who are seeking to take the gospel message. Would you pray with me? Lord, on this Saturday when we usually focus in on a country, I just want to pray for persecuted Christians everywhere. I pray, Lord, that as they encounter persecution, that they would be surrounded by your Holy Spirit power, and they would be reminded that you are present with them, and that they would have the hope of the gospel, that these are light and momentary afflictions in comparison with the weight of glory that we will experience in eternity. I also pray, Lord, for my brothers and sisters here, whatever kind of suffering that they are incurring today, that they would find their rest in the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. We ask, Lord, that you would be at work in us through your word. Thank you for the next couple of weeks where other staff members will lead out in reading your word. Thank you, Lord, for Mount Brook Baptist, as we prepare for worship tomorrow, would you do great and mighty things in our midst? We pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.